It's time for the emergency break of the week.
That's cross break, cross.
You say
whatever.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
See what I put up with?
I know.
See what I put up with?
Hey, you know, I do sponsor the emergency break of the week, so I'm very happy I have Craig in my audience.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Kawhi Leonard wanted to go to the Lakers. He's up in Toronto now.
Kylie Leonard.
Kawhi.
Is that a Kardashian?
Embarrassing, isn't it? I was on a roll and you
know you weren't.
Up.
It seems good talent is hard to find.
What was he doing?
You were talking about the rules and Mike Davis and
Mike Davis. Yes. Yes, I wonder if he's getting high fives.
Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Wow. That's underrated right there.
A lot of details in that. I could see how you forget that.
Yeah. To work that hard to get to that point.
All right. It is time for the emergency break of the week. It's brought to us by Classic BMW of Plano. And here we go. Three candidates. You get the vote on them, 888-787-1310. Candidate number one does not broadcast here on the ticket. He is a newscaster from New York. His name is Bill Ritter, and he got details of a story a little crossways, and it's a very serious story. It's about someone battling COVID-19, but he wasn't quite up on what happened to this victim of the pandemic.
We do want to mention one person who was singled out today by Governor Murphy. This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard. We profiled him last month, Michelle Charlesworth, with a powerful story. He's a former Ridgewood High School lacrosse star and two-time All-American. He was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator and 5 full weeks in the hospital. The governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month. But slowly, Jack rebounded. And last Thursday, he was clapped out by the doctors and nurses who saved his life as he walked out of the hospital. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful and optimistic.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. And the story Michelle did brought so many people closer to you and your story closer to all of us again. Jack is alive and back home. He has come home, not in the figurative sense, but in the quite literal sense, and my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything, and I apologize, but he is alive, and we are grateful for that.
Poor guy. And the video that goes along with it, they're showing him leaving the hospital at the beginning, right?
Yeah.
Where he's saying that he didn't make it as they clap him out. What does that mean?
What does that mean, clap him out?
Well, that's what doctors and nurses are doing for those who are able to leave the hospital. And sometimes it's after being in very serious condition like this guy was. They will give them a big standing ovation as they leave the hospital.
I love the line, I misread everything.
I misread everything.
Oh, man, I feel so bad for this guy. All right, one more time.
We do want to mention one person who was singled out today by Governor Murphy. This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard. We profiled him last month, Michelle Charlesworth, with a powerful story. He's a former Ridgewood High School lacrosse star and two-time All-American. He was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator and 5 full weeks in the hospital. The governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month. But slowly, Jack rebounded.
That sounds like Norm.
And last Thursday, he was clapped out by the doctors and nurses who saved his life as he walked out of the hospital. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful and optimistic.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. And the story Michelle did brought so many people closer to you and your story closer to all of us again. Jack is alive and back home. He has come home, not in the figurative sense, but in the quite literal sense, and my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything, and I apologize, but he is alive, and we are grateful for that.
I was just misread everything.
Jack, we love you.
We love you.
Very much alive.
Yeah, very much alive.
All right, Bill Ritter, you are candidate number one. I think New Jersey, right? That was New Jersey. I think we said New York, but that was the New Jersey governor that we heard from there. But that is Bill Ritter as the candidate number one in the e-break. Candidate number two, this guy does work at the ticket. It's Mike Saroy, who produces 10 to Noon, and he was confused about rhymes.
Tell us what's happening. What do you think about the draft? What are the Cowboys going to do at 17?
Yeah.
What have you been doing for quarantine? Oh, that rhymed.
What rhymed?
17, quarantine.
Why'd you say 17?
Because that's where the Cowboys pick.
Oh, at 17, what are you doing for quarantine? I guess.
You guess? It rhymes.
But it's the same word.
Quarantine 17 is not the same word.
Yeah, but spelled teen differently. And
spelled
teen.
Differently. It's right.
Teen and teen are the same word.
But that's how rhymes work. Tine.
I'm not going to argue. You're right. They rhyme. Okay? Everybody happy again?
Let's go to the phones, Mike.
Are you happy again?
We need to slow that one down. That needs to be a stoner conversation, doesn't it, between Donovan and Mike.
He picks a syllable and then calls it a word.
It's the same word.
Teen and teen is the same word.
Does Saroy, we'll listen to this again. Does Saroy sound like he's operating on about an hour and a half sleep?
Yeah. he's attenuated down to about 5 watts.
It's running back.
Tell us what's happening. What do you think about the draft? What are the Cowboys going to do at 17?
Yeah.
What have you been doing for quarantine? Oh, that rhymed.
What rhymed?
17, quarantine.
Why'd you say 17?
Because that's where the Cowboys pick.
Oh, at 17, what are you doing for quarantine? Yes.
You guess? It rhymes.
But it's the same word.
Quarantine 17 is not the same word.
Yeah, but spelled teen differently. And
spelled
teen.
Differently. It's right.
Teen and teen are the same word.
But that's how rhymes work. Tine.
I'm not going to argue. You're right. They rhyme. Okay? Everybody happy again?
Let's go to the phones, Mike.
Okay. I think you need to listen to this again and imagine Norm being the guy that's holding the gun on both of them, who is laughing how he's made them argue with one another. Listen when Norm starts laughing. Play this again, dear.
Tell us what's happening. What do you think about the draft? What are the Cowboys going to do at 17?
Yeah.
What have you been doing for quarantine? Oh, that rhymed.
What rhymed?
17, quarantine.
Why'd you say 17?
Because that's where the Cowboys pick.
Oh. At 17, what are you doing for quarantine? Yes.
You guess? It rhymes.
But it's the same word.
Quarantine 17 is not the same word.
Yeah, but
spelled
teen
differently.
And
spelled
teen.
Differently. It's right.
Teen and teen are the same word.
But
that's how rhymes work.
Tine.
He's waving
I'm
the
not
gun
gonna
back
argue.
And
You're
forth.
Right. They were
trained on each one of them.
What does he set up a hostage situation?
Yes. The way that he's got his room sounds right. A little bit different, you know, because he's got back in the corner a little bit.
Right.
His plan is working.
He's loving it that his hostages are bickering amongst
right.
themselves.
They turned on each other.
Plan's working. And Norm's kind of loosely holding the pistol.
Yeah, loosely holding it. Half the time he turns and points it at his own head as he's laughing, then points it back at them.
Didn't think kidnapper Norm would appear as a character this morning, but I guess so. Saroy, though, is the candidate.
Oh, man.
As candidate number two. Speaking of Norm, the all-timer is back as candidate number three. Norm, as we all will do, will quote a movie, and he tried to quote Dumb and Dumber. And the phrase that pays is, so you're saying there's a chance. That's what Norm is looking for, saying there's a chance.
And check those emails.
You know,
and
I
then
mean,
just maybe FedEx a letter there or something, fax machine something. They'll get a message through somehow.
You know?
Well, that's like the line from Dumb and Dumber, isn't it? So you're saying it's possible.
Right. Oh, hey, how about this? How about they send a cameo?
Unbelievable. Yeah, right? Cameo?
You know what? $40.
You know what?
Soroy, unbelievable. Under his breath. Norm felt pretty sure about it, too, yep. Didn't he?
It's like the line.
It's just a dead line, pal, lads.
So you're saying that it's one of the possibilities of
the thing that could happen right now.
And stuff.
One more.
Or...
It's
and check those emails.
You know,
and then
I mean,
just maybe FedEx a letter there or something, fax machine something. They'll get a message through somehow.
You know?
Well, that's like the line from Dumb and Dumber, isn't it? So you're saying it's possible.
Right. Oh, hey, how about this? How about they send a cameo?
Unbelievable. Yeah, right? Cameo?
You know, $40.
Just trying to push right through it. Unbelievable. Okay, so is it Bill Ritter, Mike Soroy, or Norm Hitchkiss? 888-787-1310. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, give me number one vote, that fake Norm guy.
Fake Norm guy. Okay, thanks. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hello?
Sports caller? Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, if Mike Soroy had been the 35th president of the United States, his famous quote would have been, "Ich bin ein Douchebag."
Hey, come on. Hey.
Come on. He's trying.
Come on.
He's trying.
Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, morning, boys.
Morning.
I'm going to vote for Jack off the ventilator.
Well, they did take.
They did.
Yeah,
take
they're taking him.
The man known as
removing
Jack.
Him from the ventilator.
Yes, from the ventilator.
And his name was Jack. Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, fellas, your gal pal, Sweet Cake Susan Hawk here, calling to vote.
The weirdest caller we have.
I still don't understand this.
I don't either.
Is Fernando still smoking today?
I don't know that he ever smoked.
What day is Easter again?
Okay. Can you vote?
I have a joke.
Okay.
Roses are red, violets are blue. I'm a schizophrenic and so am I.
All right.
All right. Come on.
That's enough.
She's battled enough.
Yeah, that's not funny there. Hello. You're on the ticket. Who wins e-break?
Top of the morning to you, chaps. This is a phone call from jolly old England.
Okay.
This is the Baron calling. The Baron. Yes, that's correct. Baron Sports Landscape.
Who you vote for, Baron?
I was recently chatting with my uncle, the Earl. You know, early sports cancellation.
Okay.
Okay. Baron, early sports cancellation.
Bit of a stretch for the last name. But...
The Baron. How about a vote? Earl, the Baron and the Earl want to respectfully vote for formerly dead, but now living, Bill Ritter.
Okay. He's the anchor. We know he's alive. It was Jack that we were worried about. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Sports caller, you are on the air. Who you vote for?
Yes, I'd like to responsibly vote for George's rusty antiquated penile implant.
I don't have one of those, man. If I did,
rusty and antiquated.
Still wouldn't be a
How
candidate.
Long ago did you have that surgery?
Did not. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Just like that line from Dumb and Dumber, big Slurpees, huh? Well, see you later.
Big Slurpees. That's kind of funny. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
My name is Gary.
Hey, we don't have time for this.
Gary from Bird Box? Is that who you're talking about?
I wish. So beautiful. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Sports caller, go ahead, you're on the air.
Everybody needs to get their act together.
Let's get it together.
It doesn't
people.
Sound like the callers have their act together right now.
Everybody's doing really well.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Hey, George, I'm sorry what I did to your sheath after you brought me to Gorgasm.
Jeez, man. God. It's too harsh.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hey, George, I really enjoyed the Jeff, where's my chicken story yesterday. I just wanted to give you props on that. That's pretty funny.
Is this Jeff calling us?
No. Shut up. Give me Cash Mike Soroy.
Oh, Cash Mike Soroy. Okay. Hi, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Oh, no, I have a vote.
Oh, Michelle, we've got to fight through this.
Yes, I will vote in haiku.
Okay.
I come to USA as a frightened little teen. I play golf with a stick, but now we have quarantine.
Okay. Mike Soroy vote there.
Wow.
Hello. You are on the ticket, America's favorite radio station.
Hey, George, how you doing there, see?
Okay.
Is this Babe Ruth?
Yeah, that's right. I'll take Mr. Mehoff to win.
So vote for Jack. A very cheap vote for Jack and Bill Ritter in New Jersey.
I actually kind of enjoyed that Babe Ruth.
Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break? Hello? Oh.
For the love of it.
Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hi, is this the e-break?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Awesome, in time. Got to vote for the guy who thought the kid was dead as he was walking out of the hospital.
Okay. That's a good recap there, and that gives us a winner. Bill Ritter from New Jersey is our winner.
We do want to mention one person who was singled out today by Governor Murphy. This young man that you're looking at right there, 26-year-old Jack Allard. We profiled him last month, Michelle Charlesworth, with a powerful story. He's a former Ridgewood High School lacrosse star and two-time All-American. Was in a medically induced coma after coming down with a virus after spending time on a ventilator and 5 full weeks in the hospital. The governor today announcing that Jack has died.
It was a long month, but slowly Jack rebounded. And last Thursday, he was clapped out by the doctors and nurses who saved his life as he walked out of the hospital. For Jack and for the hundreds more who have left our hospitals, we are hopeful and optimistic.
I feel horrible. Jack is very much alive. Jack, we love you. And the story Michelle did brought so many people closer to you and your story closer to all of us again. Jack is alive and back home. He has come home, not in the figurative sense, but in the quite literal sense. And my deepest apologies for that. I was just misread everything and I apologize, but he is alive and we are grateful for that.
In the quite literal sense.
Yes. Always a bad sign when you're talking out of a report by saying, I feel horrible. You're off to a bad start there. I think that's Bill Ritter's first win, Fernando.
It is. It is. He's 112 behind Norman Lysholm Margarita Hitzkiss.
All right. Way to go, Bill.